I have a degree in industrial electronics, a U.S. patent, had my poetry published, managed thousands of people as director of a billion-dollar company, visited all 50 states and 5 countries. Now I'm a husband, father, and small business owner. Oh yeah, and, I'm dumb. At least that's the way I thought of myself until the third grade, when Mrs. Nicholas, my teacher, sat down in front of me and asked me to read a passage to her. I knew I couldn't read it, so I hung my head and told her I was dumb and couldn't do it. Her reaction was a quick hug, then she looked me in the eyes and said, "We're going to fix that." That year I was diagnosed with dyslexia and placed into a class that helped me learn to deal with this common disability. There is no cure or pill for this, and I'm still a slow reader, and often find myself spelling much like the Chick-fil-A cows. However, I have no doubt that my third grade teacher changed my life that day. When you think about the scale of what public education offers, it's truly amazing, and something we should all be proud of. Beyond the core classes, public schools offer sports of all kinds, music, arts, libraries, clubs, and numerous opportunities for the advanced learner, or the special education program that millions of children benefit from. But all of these programs are in danger of being minimized or eliminated in Texas. I have watched politicians and other unqualified people bash the public education system in this country, as they ask schools to do more with less. I never thought I would see the day our education system would be treated as a pawn in politics, and teachers would be faulted for executing the direction of those same politicians. But the thing that I find most troubling is that some people are cheering them on, knowing that children will pay for their tax cuts through higher class sizes and less effective programs. Our children are growing up in a globalized world. They are already in an intellectual war with it. Countries like China are producing 5 times the engineering students that the U.S. did this past year. There has never been a time when we as parents can offer so much to our children. We have an intellectual infrastructure that is truly amazing. Think about the access to information an iPad or smartphone brings to the mix, and how items like these can complement our existing education system. Tools like these get confused as replacements for teachers. They should instead be thought of as tools for children to learn and compete on a global market. Unlike politicians, teachers will be held responsible for these children. Unlike politicians, teachers will have to look these children in the eyes every day knowing more could be done. How many kids like me will sit across a table from a teacher like Miss Nicholas in the next few years and nothing will happen? Simply because of inadequate funding, poor leadership, and no accountability at the state level. Because we let that happen. These kids can be a productive part of society, or a burden to it. I feel very fortunate to say I never really needed a handout. But there was a time, in the third grade, I did need a hand up, and it was there, reaching out for me. Please, get informed and involved. I am one story. There are millions like me out there right now.